Dictation, 10th of February, patient Mary Wicks, W-Y-C-K-S hyphen Kutchell, C-U-T-S-H-A-L-L, date of birth 10/5/1958. Mary Wicks Kutchell was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism per paragraph. She has been hypothyroid since thyroidectomy in April 2022, comma, when she was found to have a multinodular goiter and postoperative findings negative for thyroid cancer per paragraph. She is now on Armour Thyroid, 180 milligrams daily, and states that she's tired, comma, has aches and cramps, and overall feels that her thyroid levels are still low per paragraph. She had seen another endocrinologist in Dearborn, but no details are available as to previous assessment per paragraph. Past history is otherwise notable for rheumatoid arthritis, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease and asthma per paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorder per paragraph. Social history, she is a retired paramedic and musician and does not smoke, but occasionally drinks alcohol per paragraph. Current medications, colon, Armour Thyroid, comma, amitriptyline 10 milligrams as needed, comma, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, comma, buspirone 10 milligrams twice daily, comma, hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams twice daily, comma, mirtazapine 30 milligrams at night, comma, pantoprazole 40 milligrams daily, and sucralfate 1 gram as needed per paragraph. General review was unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated apart from symptoms of hypothyroidism and weight gain of 20 pounds per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 136 over 72, comma, weight 202 pounds, BMI is 38 period. There was a huge thyroidectomy scar but no neck lymphadenopathy period. The hearts of the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examinations were, the peripheral examination was grossly intact, apart from decreased reflexes per paragraph impression. Postoperative hypothyroidism, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, hypertension, and rheumatoid arthritis, as in the history per paragraph. I've added levothyroxine 0.088 milligrams 4 days per week to the current program, and we'll see her back for follow-up in about 5 weeks for further assessment per paragraph. Next patient, Toby, T-O-B-Y, Sloan, S-L-O-A-N, date of birth 1/7/1936 per paragraph. Toby Sloan was seen for an evaluation of hypothyroidism, period, paragraph. She has been on a thyroid hormone replacement for several years, and more recently has been placed on imipramine for atrial fibrillation, per paragraph. Her thyroid function tests have fluctuated since starting imipramine, per paragraph. She was found to have atrial fibrillation, and comma, hence the addition of imipramine to her current program, per paragraph. Past history is notable for a coronary artery disease, comma, stent placement, hypothyroidism and atrial fibrillation as mentioned per paragraph. Family history is positive for hypothyroidism in her sisters per paragraph. Social history, she is a homemaker but had previously worked at GM, is now retired per paragraph. Current medications, colon, imipramine 200 milligrams daily, comma, apixaban 5 milligrams 1 or 2 daily, comma, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, comma, clopidogrel 75 milligrams daily, comma, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, comma, empagliflozin 10 milligrams daily, and levothyroxine, and Armour thyroid is mentioned, period. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, come weight 135 pounds, the BMI is 23.1. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, there was no neck lymphadenopathy, appeared the house and all the rooms were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact. Preparative impression, hypothyroidism, comma, secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, comma, possibly aggravated by amiodarone therapy. Appeared she also has coronary artery disease with stent placement and hyperlipidemia. Paragraph. I note that her most recent TSH is now 2.5, comma, in the normal range. Paragraph. I recommend continuing the current program with levothyroxine 0.088 milligrams daily, and a follow-up visit in 2 months' time is planned. Paragraph. Her thyroid function may continue to fluctuate on thyroid hormone, on amiodarone therapy. Paragraph. Next patient. Well, Lenora, L-E-N-O-R-A, Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, date of birth 11-10-1950. Lenora Marshall was seen for evaluation of thyroid nodule. Paragraph. He was found to have a 2.8 centimeter nodule in the left lobe of the thyroid gland. Period. Paragraph. There's no problems with swallowing or hoarseness, but she does have pain in her muscles on occasions. Paragraph. Past history is significant for hypothyroidism, comma, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and hyperlipidemia. Paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorders. Paragraph. Social history. She's worked in home care, does not smoke, and occasionally drinks alcohol. Paragraph. Current medication, Synthroid. Milligrams daily, comma, simvastatin 20 milligrams daily, comma, pregabalin 150 milligrams as needed, comma, as esomeprazole 40 milligrams daily, comma, metoprolol ER 25 milligrams daily. Here, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 132 over 68, count weight 196 pounds, the BMI 30.6, period. The thyroid gland was not palpable, there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The heart and normal rhythms were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact. Here, paragraph. I reviewed recent lab tests, which include positive anti-thyroid antibodies, comma, TSH 2.38, comma, normal, and an ultrasound-guided fine needle aspiration biopsy of the left thyroid lobe nodule is benign, with no evidence of thyroid cancer. Paragraph. Impression. Benign colloid nodule in the left lobe of the thyroid, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and hyperlipidemia. Paragraph. At this point, comma, I've recommended no further changes, but we'll see back for a routine check in about 6 months. Paragraph. Next patient. Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, Berger, B-O-R-G-E-R, date of birth 6/12/1983. Heather Berger was seen for evaluation of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Paragraph. She gives a history of positive anti-thyroid antibody tests, but no thyroid hormone dysfunction otherwise. Paragraph. She has no specific complaints on this visit, but has been tired and weak in the past, but now improved on vitamin B12 and vitamin D. Paragraph. Past history is otherwise unremarkable. Paragraph. Social history. I've unremarkable paragraph. She does not smoke and occasionally drinks alcohol. The paragraph, current medications, vitamin B12 injections weekly and vitamin D. Peer journal review is otherwise unremarkable for trial assistance. Evaluated paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 120 over 64, comma, weight 199 pounds, and BMI is 29.5, period of pulse 70 minute period. The thyroid gland is about 1.5 times normal size in its firm and consistency period. There was no nickel lymphadenopathy period. The heart and normal lungs were clear. Peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact. Per paragraph, I've reviewed recent lab tests, which included TSH of 2.21, comma, normal, free T4, 0.8, comma, normal, positive anti-thyroid antibodies, comma, satisfactory lipid profile, and normal chemistries, period. Paragraph. At this point, comma, I recommend observation, but a follow-up visit in 6 to 12 months' time for reassessment of thyroid balance per paragraph. End of dictation.